Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. Do you ever feel helpless against temptation? We all feel it. Sometimes temptation is a quiet whisper. Sometimes a raging storm. As you sit in quietness right now before God, let His peace fill you as you take a deep breath in and release it. When you know what the consequences of habitual sin are, if you've been caught in that trap before, then you know to avoid it at all costs, because its cost is just too high. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths." Imagine Solomon sitting in a high window looking down at a street corner as he writes these words of wisdom to his sons. He sees an innocent young man being enticed by a prostitute. He sees the hesitation in the young man's eyes, but then his eventual surrender to her. Out of a broken heart, Solomon writes this verse, not only to his sons, but to all of us. Each of us who are tempted by anything that draws us away from God. Idolatry, false teaching, materialism, sexual sin. But God always provides the way of escape. First Corinthians 10:13 tells us that every temptation has been experienced before. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. He will always provide a way out. Keep your eyes on Him. Father God, protect me from my own sinful heart and desires. Protect me from those who would draw me away from complete and utter surrender to You and Your sufficiency. I know that when I willingly thrust myself into temptation, that I'm basically mocking You when I pray. Lead me not into temptation. So with all of my heart, with every beat, I pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With every temptation, God provides a way of escape. He will never tempt you with evil, but will always deliver you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.